You're tuned into the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT. In-depth interviews, voices, and analysis on what we can do as ordinary people to stand up for Palestine. For more information, visit ckut.ca/news.
So I'm here with Grace Batchoun, the Vice President of CJPME, which is Canadian for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. So CJPME mandate is, and I'm quoting, to empower Canadians of all backgrounds to promote justice and development and peace in the Middle East and here at home in Canada. So the idea, the main idea or the main mandate of the organization is to empower. And within that, you recently released an instruction guide called Speak Up for Palestinians. Human rights, and it falls into that same goal, is to enable people to speak up and create awareness. So first, I want to thank you for being with us, and then I want to ask you about, because the instruction guide is divided into three sections. So the first section is about facts and key arguments. So let's talk about the first point, which is core information. What do you mean by that, and what kind of information or facts do you think people don't know about Palestine or Gaza, and they usually often get confused about?
You're referring to our latest email, and we put a section called The Key Facts and Argument. We just released three documents. One is called The Core Facts About the Conflicts, which talks about how many Palestinian civilians were killed, how many Israeli airstrikes, what our politicians have said, and so on. Everything about the conflict. The second thing, a second document, is called Responding to the Pet Arguments of the Pro-War Side. We're tired of hearing people say Israel is only defending itself. So these are some pet arguments and how to respond to them. And these arguments are used by the other side to prolong the carnage in Gaza. So we're helping people to identify what are those pet arguments and then giving them, guiding them into how to respond to those pet arguments. And the third document is called What International Law Says About the Conflict. And this is a document called 8 Crucial Points About Israel's Assault on Gaza that reflects the realities of Israel's ground invasion. Mm-hmm. All of those documents are on our website under cjpme.org. Mm-hmm.
So if I want to go to each point, the first one is getting your facts right, basically. How important it is for people to get educated and informed, because sometimes it's emotional for people. They get frustrated, they get angry, but how important it is to get the facts right?
It's very important to understand the situation, because when you look at the media, they are presenting to you what's happening right now, and often it's very biased. And you never hear about a context of the situation. Do they ever tell you that Gaza has been under a blockade since 2007? Do they ever tell you that Gaza continues to be occupied by Israel? Do they ever tell you that there are over 100 products that Israel does not allow into Gaza? Do they ever tell you that Gaza is an open-air prison? No one can go in and no one can go out. Do they ever tell you that over 60% of children 12 years and younger are anemic? Do they ever tell you that 90% of the water is polluted and it's not fit for drinking? So there is just so much information, be it about the context, which is the continuous injustice that the Palestinians are facing and have been facing for years, and the current situation of the people in Gaza and how they are living under a brutal occupation. So that you don't get to hear it. Mm-hmm. And that's why it is important for us to put the facts out for people, not only about what's happening right now with Israel's assault on Gaza, but telling them about the situation in Gaza. Mm-hmm.
You talked about the assault on Gaza. There's a lot of redundant argument that Israel keeps repeating. Can you, and this is one of the main points also you addressed, can you give us a couple of examples of the most kind of redundant, they're not really challenged maybe in mainstream media? And how important do you think we need to expose the truth about this?
Yeah, there are lots of pet arguments. I could mention, let's say you often hear in the media, oh, Hamas, it's using its own people as human shields. Mm-hmm. Or Hamas hides missiles in schools, homes, and hospitals near civilians. Well, every time that Israel wages war against a neighbor and causes high civilian casualties, it makes the same argument. Israel, if you remember, made that argument during its Operation Cast Lead in 2008-2009, when human rights groups like Amnesty International, the UN Goldstone Report, the Red Cross researched those allegations after the conflict has ended, and they found no evidence of the use of human shields. Mm-hmm. Same thing in 2006, when Israel invaded Lebanon. Human rights organization found there was no evidence that Hezbollah has used human shields. So whenever there is a conflict, whenever there is a high civilian casualty, Israel is always using that to excuse their killings of civilians. So this is just an excuse by Israel to justify its wanton killing of civilians. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that justifies bombarding schools, any schools, not only United Nations schools, mm-hmm. bombarding hospitals, bombarding ambulances, bombarding mosques, bombarding children playing on the beach, five children playing on the beach, and just bombarding them. There's absolutely no excuse mm-hmm. for doing that.
So you talk about the importance of giving this information to people. How much do you think having this information empower people, give them confidence into talking about Palestine?
I think we hear all kinds of things on in the media. We read all kinds of things in the paper. One thing that I read lately in the Gazette was the Israeli ambassador to Canada calling Israel a peace-loving nation. And it's like I sort of flipped. It's like Israel is a peace-loving nation. They've been occupying Palestine, occupying the West Bank and Gaza since 67. They have never stopped their colonization of the West Bank. They are bombarding Gaza. They never accepted the proposed peace deal. To have peace with the rest of the Arab nations if they were to go back to 1967. So when you read something or hear something, at least you have some tools to respond mm-hmm. and to say, to question. So at least you question. So you read something that says Israel is a peace-loving nation, and you know in your heart this is not true, but at least we give you some points as to how to respond. Mm-hmm. When you hear on the media that Palestinians are using their own people as human shields, at least you know there's absolutely no evidence for that. But this is something that Israel uses over and over as an excuse whenever they kill civilians. Mm-hmm. So it's giving you the tools. It's giving you the information. It's doing the work for you. You know the information. People are smart. People know what's going on. But we're making it easier for you. We're just laying it all out so you could respond quicker. So instead of taking 2 hours to research something, you could just go to our website, cjpme.org, pull out those various fact sheets, and right away, write to the media, call CBC, write to CBC, respond to the Gazette, respond to La Presse, because our voices need to be out. The voices of justice, the voices of reason has to be out.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about given people need to get the facts right, how does the media cover the issue in Palestine? Technically, it's supposed to be their job to get the facts right, right?
We all know that there is lots of bias in the media. And we all know that the journalists are not doing their job the way that they are supposed to be doing it. We all know there is lots of information missing. As I mentioned, you would not hear anyone in the media talking about the poverty in Gaza or about the blockade or about the water pollution or about the continuous occupation or the continuous colonization. So it is up to us to challenge them. It's really up to us to speak out. And people are angry out there. People are angry. People call us. People are angry. People want to make a difference. And each one of us, we can make a difference. It's not that hard to make a difference. You could just pick up the phone and call CBC. You could text them and they read some of the messages over the air. You could, while you're reading your paper, whatever paper, like pick up any paper, paper that they give you in the metro, 24 Heures, La Presse, The Gazette, Devoir, any paper, whatever you read, you see something you don't like, you could just send an email to the editor, tell them what you like. You could question them. How come there is so much coverage on Israel, but there isn't so much coverage about all the wanton killing and all the death and the destruction? Why there's no coverage at all about the blockade? So it's not that hard. It just takes people to take a few minutes and to say, I'm going to take 5 minutes today and I want to respond. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a call. Mm-hmm. I want to speak out. I want my voice to be heard. Mm-hmm.
It's good. On this point, I want to mention a piece of information because we did talk to one time to Radio Canada journalist. I'm not going to mention his name, but he told us that every morning when they decide what subject they want to cover, they decide based on the complaints they get. Yeah. So there's a lot of Zionist groups or pro-Israeli groups. They send a lot of complaints. This is why media outlets like Radio Canada or others, they actually maybe shy away from criticizing Israel. So people who get cynical about media and they think they can change, actually sending complaints, as you mentioned, make this mainstream media think twice.
Another thing is there are some courageous journalists out there. And when they write a good piece, we have to immediately call them, say thank you, encourage them, because people need to feel that they are not alone. So when they feel that there is support behind them, they would be encouraged to cover more and more of the issue. So we have the role to affirm them and to encourage them and to say thank you. As well, we could ask them, look, it would be great if you do a coverage about the blockade of Gaza and its impact on the Palestinian civilians. So we could suggest things. We could. It doesn't mean that they will do it, but if there are enough people who are asking them, they would. They will consider it. But we have to be involved. We cannot continue to be silent. We cannot. Nothing will change if we continue to be silent. Mm-hmm. And there is a Martin Luther King quote that I just love. It says, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
Mm-hmm. So about speaking up, we're talking about the media. People can just address, go to their website, get the email. They know there, they will figure out the process how to complain about these articles or coverage. Now, the other part that is very important that we need to cover, and it's also covered in the instruction guide that we're talking about, is the politicians. And you talk in this guide about the importance of addressing your MP. Find your MP, write letters. So can you explain to us a little bit more why is it important and also a concrete kind of way? How can people find their MP? Not everyone maybe know. And what kind of tips you give them to write a good letter?
Your member of parliament, we're talking, be it at the federal level or at the provincial level, but they are the people who represent you. They are the people who should be your voice. And when you call them and you tell them you are from the riding, you are their constituent, they would want to hear from you. They are there to meet with you. So it is important to identify who is your member of parliament. And this is pretty easy. You could just go to the parliamentary website, www.parl.gc for the government of Canada.ca, and put in your postal code, and it will tell you who is your member of parliament. And your member of parliament has two offices. They have an office in Ottawa, and they have the local riding office, usually in the area where you live, because they represent you. So you could call, and now we're talking summertime. They are not in Ottawa. They are there in the riding. So you can call them and say, as their constituent, you would like to meet with them. You're bothered by their silence. You're bothered by their leader's silence. And if it's not silence, it's just condemning one part and not the others. Mm-hmm. So you could print any of our fact sheets, take them with you, and go meet with them. And you could talk to them. Sometimes they ask you to follow up with an email. You could just, you have the email there on that parliamentary website. Just send them an email and ask for a meeting. And it's always good to take two or three people. I always say try to be at least two to three people. And people from the riding. Take people from the riding and go meet with them. Get to know them. Get them to know you. So they care about what you think. Another thing that we do as CJPME, if you were to be, if you were on our email list, you would be receiving action alerts. These are action alerts where we send them to thousands. We have 50,000 people on our list. Those 50,000 people would receive those action alerts. And imagine if you were to respond at any one time, we do an action alert. We have 500 or so letters received, or I would say hundreds of letters received by the various members of parliament. So that's another way of getting your voice heard. But it is important that you pick up the phone. Just pick up the phone, call them. If you're not comfortable with picking up the phone, then send them an email and say, I would like to meet with you. Get two or three other people from your area and go meet with them. And if you need help with any of that, just call us at 438-380-5410. This is the CJPME office. We will equip you. You need a letter. You need fact sheets. Whatever you need, we will equip you to help you to just go and meet your member of parliament. But they have to hear from you because they represent you in parliament.
The third part and the final part is it's speaking out, basically taking to the streets, manifesting, protesting. We saw so many protests happening since the beginning of the assault on Gaza. How important do you think people need to go to the street, protest, make their voice heard?
I think it is important. Some people are comfortable writing. Some people are comfortable calling. Others are comfortable to go in the street and to demonstrate. I feel it's important for two reasons. Number one, to feel we're not alone. I've been to many of those demonstrations, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the streets across Canada. And we get, and as you know, it's all across the world. So it is important to have presence, to tell Canadians, to tell Montrealers, to tell Torontarians, to tell people from everywhere that we are here and we are angry about what's going on. We do support peace. We are upset about all the killing that's going on in Gaza, all that wasted life in Gaza. We are angry about it, and we're out in the street saying we are angry. We are angry about what's going on, and we are angry about the complicity of this government who is blindly supporting one state instead of standing for human rights for all people, instead of basing their policies on principled position of international law, justice, and peace. So it is important to go out to the streets. It is important to be with other peace-loving people who are crying out and saying, enough killing, enough shedding of blood. Gaza, we will not forget you. We are here. We are in support of you. We are in solidarity with you.
You just heard the Palestine Solidarity Session, a special presentation of CKUT Radio. For more information on this series, or to download other segments, visit ckut.ca/news. Follow us on Twitter at CKUT News with the hashtag CKUT Palestine, or email news@ckut.ca. For weekly in-depth coverage on Palestine and Palestine Solidarity Initiatives, tune in to Under the Olive Tree, Thursdays at 11 a.m., or follow them on Facebook. We wish you all a free, free Palestine. Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.